Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Doug Show. This is a sneaky little bonus episode. I got an email and I replied back to this guy, Jack, who I guess listens to the show or maybe YouTube. I'm not sure what content he knows from me. I think podcast, but anyway, the point is I replied back. I thought a little bit more about his question and the answer that I gave back. So I ran through it, but one thing that I did is brought my camera, my vlogging gear and a little microphone, and I recorded it in my truck. And the audio is pretty decent, but I think I maybe need to check the level settings. It clips a little bit. I'm sorry about that for the audio nerds out there, just once or twice. And it reminded me of like just creating content, like answering these questions, like when I get them. I used to publish 2 episodes per week. There was a stretch I published like 3 episodes per week, just a little bonus one like this, but some of them are shorter. So for whatever reason, I got the urge to do that. Anyway, I'm going to catch you on the other side, but this is a short one. It's only about 5 minutes long once I let Descript AI edit it down a little bit and get rid of the repeats and all that stuff. But I'll read the email to you and then I will answer the question and hopefully not ramble too much. And I'll catch you on the other side. I won't talk for too long over there either. I got this email. Doug, I hope you're doing well. It seems like a lot of us have been impacted by the recent Google updates and AI changes. Do you still think affiliate or ad monetized sites are a good direction to pursue? Are you exploring other options? What are you working on with your current projects? Have you made any changes to adapt to the new landscape? Thanks for all the valuable insights you've shared. It's always been a huge help. Best regards. Well, great question, Jack. And the funny thing is I had just recorded a live stream and talked about how niche sites, authority sites, really, they're not viable anymore. I stopped building brand new sites in like 2020 or so. Part of it is just me moving on and doing other stuff for my business, but it got harder. Building sites became harder. AI wasn't quite what it is today, but in the last year and a half, it's gotten so much better. And there was just a flood of content and everything got so much more competitive. So here's the quick summary. No, I don't think websites are the answer anymore, especially for side hustles, especially for beginners with side hustles and earning money online. Authority Hacker, probably one of the biggest course platforms and communities out there, closed up their courses last week. They shut down their affiliate program and said, hey, this is different than what it used to be. They started their stuff in 2014. And things have changed a lot in the last 10 years. It really accelerated in the last year. So I sunset my courses about 4, 5, 6 months ago, and I stopped selling it like 18 months ago. So once I stopped promoting it, I let everyone go through the course, provided some additional guidance, but overall just ramped it down and then completely sunset it. What should you work on? Well, I can't answer that specifically, but YouTube and video is good. That's a great skill to have. Everything is moving to video. Podcasting is good as well. I would say only blog if you want to write and share something, and writing is what you want to do. I wouldn't expect to earn money from blogging if that's your sole medium. It can support other stuff, especially if you have another, like if you have e-commerce or you're doing something else, but it is not a sole source of getting traffic anymore. And I think local newsletters, that's something I've been covering because people around me have local newsletters. But overall, I mean, there's opportunities everywhere. Here's the thing, man, there's opportunities, but it's just not defined. So there's no blueprint out there. There's not people trying to sell courses and telling you how to do it. There is, but they're sort of smaller. They're followed by a small group of people, and it feels sort of underground. A lot of this stuff hasn't really broken huge yet. If you're like me, whatever you're into seems like that's the only thing going on. We forget how niche down things are. If you're in a specific little community, you may hear about it all the time. Maybe you've heard about it for years, but other normal people haven't heard about it. Any sort of little subculture has their thing that they feel like it's saturated and well-known, but most people don't know. And there are so many opportunities out there. It's just, they're not mature yet. So it's kind of the Wild West. And there's even more opportunities. You could imagine like this niche site stuff and Google SEO was getting started in the mid-aughts or so, like 2005, 6, 7. After a few years, it felt saturated, but here we are 15 years later, almost 20 years later in some cases. And there's a lot of people that said it was dead 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but it kept going for a pretty long time. So that said, there's a lot of opportunities. You got to find it. You got to test it. You got to check it out. I like podcasting and YouTube. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you probably figured that out. I produce a lot of videos. I produce a lot of content overall. Live streaming is good. You just have to figure out what you want to do. For me and a lot of my peers, the more building sites and doing affiliate marketing, we built personal brands alongside the other stuff we were doing. Everyone has their own reason. For me, I was getting bored just building sites. But the other thing is I wanted to produce my own products. And it really brings a lot of freedom. The other thing is I put myself in a good financial position so I don't have to move to the next thing immediately. I have some friends that are in a different situation and they've had to take on client work. Maybe they've had to do something else. They've kind of had to scramble because they didn't have the same sort of cash flow from investments that I have, which is a fortunate spot that I'm in. When it comes down to it, I'm just waiting around and seeing what I want to work on, what I'm interested in, and I'll go from there. On the YouTube side, I just published like the 5-minute little clip there that I recorded in my truck. Georgie was with me. She didn't show up on the camera there, but she was there listening. She learns a lot listening to me, I think. Anyway, you podcast listeners, you're better than the YouTube folks. And I know you have a longer and better attention span. I'm a big podcast listener myself. So anyway, one thing that I've realized in the last few weeks or so is there's some pretty strong resistance for me to get started on one little project that I have the opportunity to work on. That's LinkedIn. And I originally mentioned some LinkedIn stuff when I recorded the answer. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to skip it and I'm going to take it out, but I'm going to put it back in here. So LinkedIn is testing, and actually they're rolling out more video. They're not testing specifically, but they're trying to get video out there, short form vertical video on the app. And that's what they're aiming for. And I've been vague on this. I need to check like what I'm able to say. So I'll just be relatively vague. But basically, I have like someone who could help me out on the LinkedIn side. They want people to do video and basically they're happy with the content that I want to produce, even though LinkedIn is more of a corporate networking place. And I think for that reason, it might be easier for people to like browse when they're at work or whatever, they could just like spend time. But it definitely has the feel of basically social media, you know, with the scrolling and the updates and all that stuff. And when I've popped over to LinkedIn, number one, there's like people trying to sell stuff, right? So that's no fun. I don't like being sold to when I'm not planning. Like when I'm not trying to buy something, I don't want people to try to sell me something, right? So that's one part. The other is the copywriting, the people are good. So they'll start a little story similar over at Twitter as well, where they're like, hey, if you want to take something to the next level, you need to do this. And I kind of hate that. And they're like, just read my post. And it's like watered down information that's like slightly inspiring. And I understand, like, if it's an agency, it helps the person get business. If I was a business owner and I was like, I want to learn more about content marketing on video and short form video, and this person's talking about that stuff, I would learn. But eventually what the agency wants and what often happens is like the business owner hires the person to execute that thing because the agency conceivably is actually an expert in that area and has systems and templates and ways to do a better job than me, a business owner, that would have to go through a fairly steep learning curve overall. Side note, one of the emails that I get all the time for Mile High Fi, this show, fucking anything else, is these jokers that send me basically a little audit of my latest video on YouTube. And they're like, you could be getting so many more views. Look, you don't do any SEO on your videos. And it's because it doesn't fucking matter. It's like, name the video, what it's about, and then have a good thumbnail. I'm not an expert thumbnail person either. So there's people who are like, I could do SEO for you on YouTube. Or there's people who want to edit video, or there's people who want to do thumbnails. Chances are they fucking suck. It's so easy for them to just like send out a bunch of emails, have a Canva account, and they're not that good at their job. They just like fucking send a million emails. And fortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, I'm cynical and I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you really have to have a proven track record, which most people don't. They barely know what the fuck they're doing. Their emails suck. And the volume of emails that do show up in my inbox, it's overwhelming. I mark them as spam. I'll never work with those people. I mark them as spam and I block them and I never want to hear from them again. And some of the people might actually be competent, but my guess is they're not, especially the SEO for YouTube. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Like that is irrelevant. Like tagging your videos is not going to do much for you these days. It used to, if you're out there and you have some data or whatever, but it's kind of like the case studies that Neil Patel would send out in like 2010 or whatever, before my time out here working online. But it's like, I put in meta descriptions on these websites and the traffic 10X or whatever those case studies were. It's like, it worked back then, but it doesn't work now. So when people send me those emails, I'm like, ah, this is a joke. And here we are, I've lost track of what I was even talking about. But I remember. LinkedIn, I have been dragging my feet. I need to come up with a little bit of a plan. And one of the struggles was I'm not sure what content I want to produce. One thing that happens to people when they're in a niche, or that basically you become very knowledgeable or an expert in your content area, you don't know what you should share because the things that seem basic to a beginner, or sorry, basic to an expert, they are like groundbreaking to a beginner. So I'll rephrase that. So because I talked over myself, Georgie came up and she's harassing me. She's like poking my arm here. It's very distracting. So what I'm trying to say is when you're an expert and you have a lot of knowledge in a specific area, then it's not clear what you should be sharing or trying to teach people because you have internalized a lot of the basics. You've internalized more advanced things and you don't know that beginners are very interested in those certain areas. So my overall idea is to think of myself, say, from age 24 to like 35 or 36, sort of those first 10 years working in a corporate environment, what advice would I want to give myself or someone like me in the financial independence, financial competence, in early retirement area? That is stuff that if I would have known, it would have changed the way I made decisions. I think it would also be interesting to have some of the professional things that I learned. I'll give you two tidbits and then I'm going to wrap it up so this episode's not too long. Number one, knowing how much money you would need to retire. which seemed very mysterious to me back in those days, up until maybe I was in my mid-30s, like I said, 34, 35, I started to learn a little bit more. The other, from a professional standpoint, getting promoted and thinking about the corporate ladder and how I want to spend my time and effort, and actually the overall ROI of, like, is it worth it to become a manager or a director, or is it just a little bit more money and a lot more hassle? And you have to figure out what works for you. But I think if I got advice for myself these days, I mean, I'm way more cynical and self-aware and that sort of thing. But in those days, I was still cynical, but I was still thinking, hey, the corporate stuff, maybe it'll work, because there were people ahead of me that I looked up to, like my friends that were maybe like 5 years older. And I was like, oh, they seem like they have a good trajectory. And I tried to study and learn from them a little bit. So a couple of ideas like that. But the main thing is, like, I don't want to have a watered down kind of content where I'm trying to appeal to everyone, because that's dumb. It's not going to work. But if I think of myself or someone like me, that makes the most sense, because I could make it very specific and, you know, people will like it or not. All right. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. If you have questions, shoot me an email, feedback@doug.show. These are fun to do, because I could just riff and I could do these in like one take and just move forward. Good for YouTube, good for these, and they're shorter. All right. Have a good day, and we'll catch up with you later.